Ready to go back in?
Call us back to order.
Okay.
Where were we?
I got questions.
Okay. Let's hear them.
It appears, I'm going to run the numbers, the fund balance, and I'm going to use the combined numbers of Department 245 and 250.
Okay. You're going to put the trust and the other together.
Right.
Okay.
Just so, because for us,
yeah, that's
for me, I don't want to deal with two budgets.
Let me explain something to you, Jim. They've always used out of those funds, kind of alternated years, and then they got to where they were using out of one fund more than the other, and I never have quite in a budget trying to think
figure out why.
I can't figure that all out.
It's tough. It'd be nice if...
Well, anyway, I'm just going to combine them, and okay. You guys correct yeah. me. So, it looks like the beginning of 07, we got a number of $11,229,000. Okay. The beginning of 08, we had a number of $10,698,000. In the beginning of 09, we had a fund balance of both of $5.9 million. Okay. It's projected that the beginning of 2010 is going to be 5.2, and now it's projected at the beginning of 11, our fund balance will be $2,070,000. Okay? The trend is pretty ugly.
How did you get 2.11?
$2,070,000? If I take what we've approved for the budget that's being posted for the 2010 expenditures, okay, we come up with, that's what he just gave me, that's what Rick just gave me, 1.3 on Department 250 and 700,000 in 700,000. So our fund balance combined will have gone down to $2 million at the end of next year, a year from today. That's what the balance shows. Am I missing something?
That is if we don't spend any...
More.
On, that is if we don't spend any more on equipment.
Then we budgeted.
Then what's been budgeted? Then the right. $500,000, which we have... This is the least year that we've had for equipment since I've been here.
Last year was $500 also.
Last year was $500?
Yeah.
Last year or this...
Yes,
we
sir.
Budgeted last...
Two times now we've
Look
done 500.
Casey Road there, 153.
Two times we've done 500.
Okay. I thought it was 1.5, 1 million 2 years in a row.
It was, but
is
now
that,
we've done 2 years.
You're using that 702
this year that's
figure,
coming up,
right?
We're
yeah.
talking about 500, and this last year that we're in...
Why are we budgeting 165
okay.
and
well,
then
okay.
drop down to east-west? Are you sure you got the right number?
So
maybe
you've
it's that 432.
Scroll up, would you please?
Is it E or F that we're looking
no,
at?
No, just once.
Because you just said
this upcoming
you,
year.
You've got to unfreeze the hand.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
All the way up, so I don't see what the year we're docking with. Line 7, I need to see besides line 7. No,
so the 2010
here,
request.
Do this, Jim. This may be a little easier for me. I'm sorry.
Good.
Yeah.
Right here. What I do is grab this little thing here, freeze it down a little bit. There you go. And that way we can scroll down here again. Because what I'm seeing, this is what I'm. Chuck's asking about this number. Why is that in there? And it's because the actual number is 432, Chuck.
It's not the 700 number, it's the 432
right,
number.
Right, so actually what we're going to be as 1.6 million at the end of next year, not
right.
2 million.
But you got the wrong figure here too then, Jim.
No, because he didn't put a 2010 request on the other line item. So the 2010 F, see column F right
yep,
there?
Yep,
that
okay.
is, we didn't have the other column.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
So the 1.3 is one, right,
one
and
three
432.
And 432. Which actually puts us at 1.8 million. So we're going to be at 1.8 at the end of next year. The year from now, if we spend
all our budget,
what we have, we're at 1.8.
And revenues come in as
we
revenue.
This is my concern. We are going to have a massive, horrible 2011 budget in Road and Bridge.
Well, what you're, yeah, but what you're saying is we're going to be operating on less than $2 million balance. And we've been operating on an 11, then an a 10, and then a 5, and a 5.2, and now we're going down to 1.8.
This is the other thing, the reason I bring this up, and I pulled it up and I've closed it, but let's just hypothetically we say we get the Tiger grant. We committed 25%? 25% of 20 million, which is $5 million. We got notified, say, January that we got the Tiger grant. You would have to cut $3 million out of your budget, or we would have to turn down the free money. Is that right?
No.
We'd come out of the GCR?
No. We would bond with the...
For our parts?
We would bond with the 22 acres that one of the landowners proposed for county work sites.
How would we pay the bond?
The bonding... Rick Sigenfuss showed me how the process would work with a donation of the property. And it wasn't 22 acres that was needed to bond for a certain amount. If we come up short, Jim, on the...
We still have to pay the bond, though.
Right.
What you're saying is we're going to borrow the money.
We're going to borrow the money.
You're saying, how are you going to pay it back?
Right.
We're still going to eat into the 1.8. Even if we borrow it, we're still going to have to borrow to come up with a down payment. That would leave us with a zero balance going into 2011.
Right.
Point I'm painting you is...
I know.
A bad, ugly picture, and I want to make sure we're all... That's what I thought. When I saw the fund balance starting to keep on going down, why is the trend? Help me out with the trend. The sales tax revenues are not off by $3 million.
Let me tell you how the trend was how it started downhill was whenever we had equipment that was on, we had 19... 90 trucks, I forget how many of those that we had. We had several pieces of equipment that had reached their full extent of use. And so that's the reason we ended up with a 1.5 equipment purchase 1 year.
Right.
Is because we had a whole fleet of trucks that were like, I think they were 1990s. They had
1.2 million, and we bought them in 08, yes.
Huh?
We bought them in 08?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We also had, let's see, there was graders. I think we maybe bought two graders, didn't we?
Big loader.
Big loader. We had the big loader that we had to buy. Anyway, what happened, Jim, is we run into a situation to where we had Golden Bridge equipment, was to the point that it was costing us more for repair than it was. I mean, you can't say that it cost us 1.5 to repair,
right?
But the percentage wise, it was costing us more to keeping it in the shop, man hours lost, and everything.
Sure.
No, there was times that we'd have five and six of those trucks in the shop at the same time out there.
But if you look at Casey Road, it's 245, 51, 42.
Okay.
That particular line, previous was 19,000, after was 157, but we spent 2.6 million.
245 which? 245,
245 50, 50, 142. In 08.
Oh, there it is.
In 08.
We spent 2.6 mil.
So we spent about 2.5 million there in that line. Plus what Danny's talking about in equipment, I haven't found that line.
1.2 million, so that's it's 4 million.
Where's the equipment line?
It's on 250. We bought it on line 250 over here, Chuck. Line, department 250.
30015?
Yeah. You're looking at 245, aren't you? Oh, you're there.
Let's see.
1.2, so I guess that adds up to 4 million, but we still spent 1 million. Well, $700,000 more than that, over and above that.
It's really more than that because we in 07 we spent $800,000.
Well, I guess I'm just talking
about... only went up about $400,000 on equipment.
Well, what I'm noticing,
we dropped it for this year. So
well, what I'm noticing is that this fund balance...
Where'd it go?
Yeah, we spent almost a half, well, over $500,000 more than those two to, you know, combined to erode the fund balance. The fund balance is supposed to be for those major equipment purchases
right.
and for a Casey Road project. That's what it's...
Right. We had another major project that and I don't know whether it show up on 276. No, the Fall, the Swan Creek project down here was a major project, and that went along consecutive with the jail when we took the part of the entrance out for the road and the jail and
right.
we used the material down on there. Though that went along with that. The material that, and I guess I keep thinking you've been here forever and
no,
I can't.
That wrapped up right as I got here.
That's what I'm saying. I keep thinking you got here forever, but that we also had the 76, that was a
well,
three quarters.
I'm looking at overages in that year that we didn't count on.
On in 07?
In 08.
In 08.
If you look at the...
Because it doesn't tell you because we don't have it comparables.
If you look at the, on the 250.
Yeah.
When you look at total expense, it shows 10 million. Previous and after was 5 million.
Right.
Now 2.5 million of that was the bridge. So that cuts it down to 7.5.
Road oil.
So there's 3 million.
We spent higher. We spent $1 million more in road oil, looks like. Than
all
we
right.
did the previous year.
There you go. So there's 2 million. That gets you down to a $2 million bump.
We spent $300,000 more in rock and chips.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, then we budgeted 2.5 in that thing too. But you already said that.
Did we have a
contingency fund? Shows 1.2 in it that wasn't shown in other ones. So there's.
Well, I guess this is my concern, Frank. I'll just tell you what my concern is. I would like to see what your 2011 budget looks like because that looks like we're going to be negative cash flowing. Looks like we're going to have $1 million more expenses than we'll have in 2011.
I think it's good.
I mean, if we went $3 million into the trust fund we're projecting to go $3 million into the trust fund. Excuse me, more than $3 million. Let's just say $3.5 million into the trust fund in 10. We don't have that buffer in 11 with really no major capital improvement projects, which means we're going to come up short around $1.5 million in 2011. We're going to be $1.5 million negative at the current trend, and that's all I can look at. And we're not down $1.5 million in revenues. We're down approximately $300,000 in revenues, where we probably will see a bump up in. So.
I was thinking that was more that's $450,000 to $500,000.
Well, revenues in 2007 were 6.9, and we're projecting what?
Did you give me that figure once that you thought we'd be down somewhere around?
We thought we'd be 6.3, didn't we? We thought it was about 500,000, maybe 500,000 or 600,000. Sorry,
yeah.
You're right.
I thought that was
going to be short 750,000 here. I looked at the wrong column.
Okay.
So what I see is the 2011 budget is going to be ugly.
If you remember, one of the first things I told you when we came in the budget, the very first meeting, it probably is on this, I said, Road Bridge has to turn the train around. That's
what we've had that discussion before.
You're seeing it right
now. Yeah. So what my concern is, Frank, I would like to see a 2011 budget to be reality because... I don't like the trend. I mean, I can tell you this. I don't see how we can even... The idea of being under $2 million going at the end of next year bothers me.
Because that really, we're still not even stopping, I would say stopping and bleeding, but we're not even saving up for capital improvements. A major project of, if we had a big FEMA event, you know, it could be worse than this.
But that, by the time that takes them,
oh yeah, it takes them reimbursed, but we still pay it.
Have
we
they
still
paid us all? Have we received all?
We're at 1.4. We're at 90+% of what we're actually over what we anticipated. We anticipated 1.1. We're at 1.4, so we're pretty much paid off. I think we're anticipating one more check.
Now the FEMA is usually what 75% of the loss or 100%.
The federal government pays it 75%. 25% comes from state, I believe, but we haven't got any.
SEMA hasn't paid us a dime.
That's okay, so, and they probably won't. They don't have any money to
No.
I guess my statement is, I really think at this point we need to see to 2011, because if Rick was to do a projected 2011 right now, we'd have to find $750,000.
Either that or we'd have to project revenues.
Realistically, they're not going to be realistically high again. Now, you may have heard some of it out in your room, office before you came here, but my concern is the trend, obviously, as we talked about. But I just don't see the revenues ever compensating $750,000 in 2011. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but we're only down. It was 6.9 at the peak in the last 4 years, and it will finish at 6.3 probably here. Isn't that what we were thinking, 6.3, 6.2?
Don looked at it in there, and I think it was a little bit, but I do know that we had the transfers that you include Monday, which are pretty big expenses for signed off on those will happen sometime and haven't happened yet. So I don't know, not knowing what the revenues were, I would guess that those are going to be pretty close, not
Frank.
So much different.
Then the 5.6?
What were the totals on those, Frank, that you submitted there Monday? You know, or I mean, just to get
393.
Well, I just don't see 11 looking good without some deep cuts.
Have we, to get back on his subject that he was on, and I think you're on the subject, but to get back to what he's talking about, do you have a proven product that you're wanting to do? I think what you had visited with us about was slurry seals and all different things. I can't go along with the 1.3 annually on a maintenance program as of right now.
Right.
But those included, that maintenance included what you've tried to do with before is go to a slurry seals. What main some of those?
It's a combination of all the things we've discussed. We've slurry seal. We've talked cape seal. A cape seal is a slurry on top of a chip. We've talked micro surfacing. We've macro surfacing.
That's where I was going. If you had a certain amount of a section of road that you wanted to, or a section of the county that you wanted to experiment on a much smaller scale to let us see what.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you how to explain. I want to explain it, but I want to get the wording right. You could show us in a year. 11, 12, 13, whatever comes along, what that road looks like compared to the ones that hadn't been touched at that point. Do you see what I'm saying? I thought we were going to, and matter of fact, when you first come in and visited with us, Frank, and we talked about you were interested in the slurry seal program and everything, I thought that's what we were going to try to trend into. Did we ever slurry seal anything in the county?
No.
We haven't yet.
We personally, the county have not. There's a alternative. It's not even a slurry treatment. It's a micro surface treatment in front of Silver Dollar City.
That's where I was going. Somewhere I thought it's Stone County. Somewhere around here, we've got something we can look at.
So there is an example of that. I understand your hesitancy, and that's completely normal. And I'm not opposed. It's what I've wanted to do since I've been here, is to start out and show you and show the citizens what those treatments look like and how they act. Mr. Strafis, these points that you've made are...
They're good points. Can I interrupt?
Absolutely.
It's 11 o'clock nearly, and I think Jim's points are excellent. I think before we spend any more time on what you brought us, and slurry seal and maintenance and everything, we ought to look at a 11 budget, and also we ought to go back and study this a little bit farther where we've dropped. I mean, we can see Casey Road and we can see the Bluff Road, and let's look at our history and see if we can learn something from that, as well as provide you, if Frank would provide us the 11 budget as you suggested, Jim, and let's come back together and work on that.
Okay.
Before we forget it, and you can put these on there, one of the major expenses we had that whole year was Buchanan Road. The others were roads that the Casey Road was a bid job, so it sticks out. But you take the improvements that were done on Buchanan Road in itself, and it'll be major.
I appreciate the conversation, and I would like to. I'm honestly can say I'm not a financial wizard. I'm not. I would like some assistance, either maybe from Mr. Finley or you, Mr. Strafis, to sit down
and I'll sit down and work on it.
All of us sit down.
Have a work session.
Yeah.
And he just brought up Buchanan. We hadn't mentioned it. And
I bet we spent $750,000 to $1 million on it.
And there's other projects. If I go through the work order system, that we can identify where the funding has gone. So I agreed with your statements. Let's regroup and have another stab at it.
Okay.
What's next? You got a couple of
I do. How much time do we have?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Transfer station issues. I give everybody a copy of the minutes and the tasks, the to-do list. I'd say six, maybe seven of those issues are either in progress and already done, and or already done. There are several, like the pole barn and the concrete pads, that will obviously not be done in short order anytime soon. Horizon.
How are you going to do that, Frank? I mean, I don't want to get any further into the subject because we'll work on that, but how are you going to build that pole barn with existing traffic in that area?
The pole barn will go where the transfer trailers are being
stored there right now.
So you'll just cover them and then move on. Okay, go ahead. I just added.
Yep. Cover the existing footprint.
Yep. Horizon Hills, Frank, you gave me a map because I asked for a map.
Right.
I didn't understand the indications. I sent it back to your office.
Right. The indications were there were some type of marks on the map that showed the properties that were of concern to us, that they might have flooding.
Right. I saw those maps.
Right. And in talking to Mr. Lonnie Brown, he didn't give me specifics as to which residences would not. Your question, I think, was which residents would not sign. And he didn't give me specifics on. And also on the unsold ones, they didn't want to stipulate or have anything contingency on the contract that this plot or plat or lot is not.
I'm about ready to deny it then. I mean, I'm this close. I mean, we're on the table. There's no reason to table it. We gave them a condition, and now they're not even telling us which ones won't sign. Right.
We have had a response letter that I read, or all of us had a copy of 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it
was double talking.
Right.
It was double talking.
Yes, it
was.
And then I said, give me a map of which ones have not signed. So why don't you go back to, if you want, I need to know which one of these people aren't signing. Is it all ones on the lower part? Is it just everything for sale?
I've got another question to ask on that. And I don't think this has ever been looked at in that area. You know, this was one of the areas we had parking problems with.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as whoever the developer is at that area, as we took the road in, supplying one of those lots for
drainage
and parking? I'm talking about cutting the lot part of it off to use as drainage and the other as parking.
Well, I think isn't the developer gone and sold out? He's sold out already. It's individuals who own the lots.
Oh, now. Individuals. It's all individuals. It's nobody.
Yeah, the developer doesn't own any more lots.
We're going to have to start with planning and zoning and work on those issues.
Water runoff, yeah. All I got to know is, Frank, my biggest question is, I need to know which property owners on that map are not signing. That's what I've got to know. Because if it's a high one that's on the high part...
We don't really have any on the high part, or they wouldn't be designated.
But didn't we ask everybody to sign, or just...
No, just...
Oh.
No. And I think what you might find is they'd be sporadic. They'd be...
You know...
Is there eight of them?
I think there's like 15 or 16. 15 or 16.
I wonder if they have any kind of a homeowners meet quarterly or...
They do. They do.
I would like to permission to be at their meeting. Because we're working with Lonnie, and we did work with the other guy, and I'd like to be at their meeting to present where we're at. I mean,
well,
I don't have to go, but I'll go. I want to go.
Would and I'm not saying that's not a good idea for that, but wouldn't Frank be a major person to be at that meeting to?
Oh, he needs to be with them.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I have no problem with that. So.
Okay.
Do you want me to contact Mr. Brown?
Yep.
See if we can
attend the next homeowners meeting.
Also, to Jim's question, if we could know which ones
ahead of the meeting.
Ahead of the meeting, so we could look at that, would be a positive thing.
And I want to make sure if we, our statements are, we've got previous experience now of washout and all that. I mean, I'd sure like to see the map to know what areas we're talking about.
Okay.
Otherwise, we can always just deny it and they can try again in 12 months or 6 months or whatever the rule is. But we have been pretty... We've been
working on this for
we've
3.
We've been very flexible.
Yeah.
I've been working on it for over 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, before you got here.
Yeah. The next one is, I get a weekly call from Mr. Mike Burdine on Blue Ridge. His latest request is... The county won't take it in. Will they donate some gravel so that the neighbors can get together and fix the road themselves?
Remind me where Blue Ridge is.
Blue Ridge is over by off of near Purvis. We sort of talked about Purvis and Blue Ridge.
Hold on, I got one question. Where are they? Purvis is the place that we provided a grader for one day and did not bring any material in.
Right.
Correct. Yes.
And Blue Ridge is the one that had the washout at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay, and the homeowners have since worked out that washout area. Is that correct?
That's correct. Somebody has.
Okay, someone has. And they're concerned, because didn't we take it to a certain point now and grade it to a certain point?
Yep. We took in part of the road that came on down the hill.
Since I've been on board.
Before we start the drop over.
That's where the bus turns around now.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before, and I think last time I researched it, we thought we took it in to that point.
Well, see, I remember the pictures and the.
I may be mistaken, but I think we thought that we took it in to that point, and in actuality, we didn't.
I believe we did.
So, what is the request? Okay, I just want to make sure I was replacing it. Go ahead, Frank. What's the request?
See, before, didn't we think we took it down to Burdine's property?
Yep.
Yep, he come in here and stood before us.
Is he at the crest kind of thing?
Yep.
And then it tapers off?
It goes a long way, and then it goes across the creek.
It dives
off after that.
Right, and then there's a creek, and then it goes up, and there's more houses up on the other side.
Why would Burdine be continually contacting us if we took it to his...
I don't know, but I thought that's what we did.
Maybe there's not been any work done.
There hasn't. I really think we didn't I'll check on that.
Look on the minutes. He stood right here, and we took it into the location that we
showed. I thought we did.
We showed it on the map and
everything. We used his driveway as a turnaround for the school bus.
A matter of fact, I think Randy had a video of it and showed us to where it started to drop off the hill at such a steep pace.
I'm telling you, I think the same thing. So their request is what?
Kathy, if you're listening to this, if you could bring over those minutes that I pulled last time we discussed this. Thank you. Their request is if we could provide them with some loads of gravel. They didn't specify how many loads to improve the section that we're talking about right now.
The upper section?
Yes.
On if the other side of the crossing?
No.
On this side of the crossing?
excuse me, this side of the crossing.
If we took it in, we ought to be out there.
Right, I agree. I think we need to wait.
When you say you search the minutes, did you work with the clerk's office or you
yes.
guys do it in your office?
It was... The minutes stated one thing, which were difficult to understand. So somebody in the office went to the clerk's office and listened to the recording. And the recording stated, well, there was this, it told the story.
Okay.
And so I think until we clarify that issue, I don't have an answer for Mr. Burdine.
Well, there was even a turnaround discussed at the top of that.
Yeah,
before
in
the
driveway.
Incline. In his driveway or...
Maybe a lot next to it. Wasn't that like a vacant?
Hammerhead or something right there.
And I may be totally wrong.
Blue, what is it called?
Blue Ridge.
Okay, I'm going to have Nikki do some work too.
Well, Chuck has brought up Blue Ridge since then a couple of times and on the entirety. But what my question was at that point was where are we at with what we took in?
Well, that's a good question.
Next.
Recently negotiated a really good deal that cost absolutely nothing to have Caterpillar equipment come in and do a 50-plus point inspection on all the equipment that is in our fleet, but all 3 yards. Not that I didn't trust or have faith in the mechanics that currently work for us. They offered this service, and I took them up on it. It didn't cost us anything. What we found was that we have a detailed list of all of our equipment that has some, there's a few things that need to be addressed right away, and long term or big picture, there's about $45,000 worth of repairs that needs to be done to the 15 or so pieces of equipment they have. They looked at our equipment in ways that our mechanics, I don't feel, have the time to look at the equipment. They ran it through cycles. I can show you in detail what they did, but they did things that we don't. I'd like to maybe sit down with you, or you have give me the authority to move forward, at least on some two pieces of equipment they would have red tagged if they were on their fleets. And in reviewing what they stated, there are some issues that if we do not do these repairs from a preventive maintenance aspect, then they will cost us a lot of dollars in the future. One of the pieces of equipment is one that's under warranty, and it has a major issue with it right now. So they identified to us, this is under warranty, get it up there, let's get it fixed. It's up there, and it's on its way back already. But some of these other ones...
Was this in the meeting notes, shop notes that Kathy just sent out?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
There was a bunch of equipment listed with a bunch of expenses and concerns.
Possibly. That's okay. What this report is. So my intentions are to make you aware that we had this inspection was done about 3 weeks ago. I have the analysis and report. If any of you would like to see it in detail.
I will. I want to see a bit of it.
Let's come back to it. Have you talked to your mechanics?
Yes. I asked them to come in prior to this happening to let them know that I wasn't questioning their ability. So I talked to Rex and I talked to Paul and I said, these people will come out. What do you guys think about it? And there was some apprehension from a few people on the cruise.
What about after that?
Afterwards, they're very glad that the process happened.
Okay, and it's not work that they can handle?
There is some that they can handle. There's some that you want to have a seat? There's some that require specialized equipment. There's some that...
That was my major question was, when you said it didn't cost us anything, if they can get warranty work to keep their people busy, which now as a big issue. Right. It didn't cost us anything, but it kept them in business.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole premise of why they were here.
Yeah.
They're looking for work.
Yeah.
But also, it's a valid report.
Right.
Did you find anything?
Hey, Frank, what I'd like to do is just sit down with you and go through the thing.
Okay.
But whenever we get time.
Okay.
You see, I
mean, my response is, if Danny's going to look at it with you, I mean, my thing is, you've got an equipment repair line. You know, obviously, spend it however you want to. You'd have to wait till next year. You're pretty much tapped out on that line item this year.
Yeah, so. But I'm just talking about
it. I'm if you're going to do it, I don't need to. So.
Okay. Back to Blue Ridge, if we have a minute. Blue Ridge petition. This was after having listened to the minutes on tape.
Give us a date on it.
The commission meeting, March 30th, 2009. After much discussion among the commission, Randy Hayes, Frank Preston, and Mike Burdine, the petition was tabled, awaiting the following. Mr. Burdine needs to submit a revised petition stating that the limits of the petition only go to his address at 975.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Road and Bridge will come back with a revised cost estimate outlining the following. A new cost estimate for the work only to the address of 975, a description of how the ditches will be aligned in this area, the placement of a turnaround, what is the slope of the road, how will the slope affect the maintenance of the gravel road? What will the annual cost of maintaining a gravel road of this slope be? And would we be better served by asking the petitioners to share in the cost of upgrading to the surface to a chip seal because of the increased slope?
So did you guys do that?
I believe Randy did, yes. Yeah. I don't have that in this package, but...
I thought there was a lot involved, his or a turnaround for the bus.
How about we put this off and get Randy and look at those?
We're going to have a work session. Let's go through that. If Randy's prepared all those answers, then we need to have a little work session on that.
Basically, I'm going to say I'm sorry because I thought we'd already took care of that.
I did too. I thought it was taken care of, but you're right. We did table it because we didn't have the revised petition.
Right.
And the question I'm going to have.
Thank you, office.
The question I have is we're taking another little section in. And compared to the other problems, I think it's small. It's not good. It needs help. But the other side is the big issue. This is going to improve one little section. And do we want to dabble at that one section when we know we've got a whole other issue that's coming right behind it? In other words, let's fix it all or let's don't do any more.
Okay.
Let's stop where we're at. That's just a thought to have.
Yeah.
Let's schedule a work session on that.
Okay. I think so. Next.
Because if we're going to move in that direction, then we need to change the information that I need to bring you. Work session.
Well, we're going to, I don't know, work session. We just need to talk about, I don't know what's in the folder. I haven't heard
see
the
what Randy's done.
I don't know what Randy's given us.
Right, but if we go beyond this 975 feet, then it changes the numbers to...
Well,
oh, I know. Yeah.
But I don't even know what's in there first. That may change my answers anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. We might need to go back out and look at it again and get a fresh on-site look.
Okay. About 15 minutes left. Carlton Road...
Can we make it about 10 minutes? I mean, I still got to check up in the office, and I can't be late for this noon thing, so...
I will do that. Carlton, I informally discussed with, I don't recall, maybe all of you, maybe just one or two of you, that we had just started the project and that I didn't know where we were at. I did find out that we have done some initial grubbing and clearing. The crews, not unbeknownst to me, we have a standard procedure when we take in a road. We do this amount of clearing, we do this kind of ditches, we do 20 feet of driving surface. It was my understanding in talking to you the other day that we may want to cut back on that procedure for this particular road. We are at the point in time where we can still do that if you like. Also, in the meantime, a Mr. Tinker, I believe.
Carl Tinker.
From the last property was under the impression when this originally went through in 2004 that the petition included going to his property. So he was wanting to know why we weren't doing so. That's an additional 1,100 feet. That is, we would hardly have to do anything to. He's willing to provide a turnaround. He's built the ditches. He's graveled the road. There actually is almost nothing to do other than some limb trimming on that last 1,100 feet. One concern I have, and I did bring this up in shop, I didn't bring this up in shop talk, the supervisors were concerned that if we do not follow our own standard procedure or and or road standards in building a road, what kind of precedent does that set for other people? So should we have a discussion as to whether or not there should be a different, you know, we talk about a class six and that it's minimal maintenance, but we don't talk about the dimensions of a class six. And so our road standards stipulate that we have 20 feet of driving surface and ditches if and when we're needed. So in short, how do we want to move forward with Carlton? Do we want to do, we can still do around, the original petition stated $5,000. We could still, Randy and I looked at it this week, we'd be in the $5,000 to $7,500 range and get our dimensions that we're looking for if you'd like to move forward with that. And do we want to move forward with the additional 1,100 feet?
Do we have any more time this week we could talk to Frank about? Because I've got two issues. I think they're on his list.
This week is crazy, Chuck, but if we did, it would be...
What about this afternoon after our COP or whatever?
I have two commitments in Branson.
Doctor's appointments.
I have one on Fall Creek, the lot that we're going to clean up. I'm meeting Sam at that lot. And then I have an appointment.
Well, let's just stop that. Let's get to the issues that Chuck wanted to talk about real fast here.
Quail Road. The one we saw pictures, we got two culverts come together and it's washing out.
Yep.
I would like to instruct Randy to go get easements. What do you call those kind of easements?
Drainage easements.
Drainage easements. From the two property owners, they're asking for 60 foot of culvert, and they'll do the work, and maybe some rock.
So you want to get the easements first?
Get the easements, but with the understanding that we'll supply them a culvert and four loads of rock or something.
What's that cost?
Drainage pipe, depending on size, because there's two culverts that go into that, I'd have to size that, so we're probably looking at probably a 24 at a minimum, possibly 36, so I doubt it.
But we're opening a can of worms, I believe.
The other thing is we would need a junction box or a junction structure where the two go into, where they make the turn, there would need to be a structure there to accommodate the two going into, being piped into one.
We have any idea how much easement we need for that junction box? Is it more than we
it's like a 6x6 square, similar to in line with what the ditch would be. The junction box would fit in the easement that would be required.
The only reason we need the easement is we don't want to provide material that we don't have an easement for putting it. And if you are not ready to do that, that's okay.
No.
No, I'm saying to my commissioner. If they don't say anything, I heard Danny say something.
Yeah, I want to really think about if...
I'm going to give the... Anyway.
I really want to think about what it does for anybody out here in any area that says I've got a ditch down across my place, but I want to build a...
I've talked to two different city administrators, got two different answers like we always do on any subject, and after talking to them, I think we ought to do it. Number two, Darla, want to talk to you about this morning?
248 across from Tri-Lake Center.
If you 248 across
from Tri-Lake Center.
Yes. If you could ease in here just a little bit, I'll show you what the situation is. Here's Cadwell's old place. This is the new development.
Uh-huh.
I've got an email from David Miller two different times over the last 6 months. He's reviewed the drainage plan. There's talk about stormwater.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he says they've done all their stormwater. And it makes sense that part of the problem is all this Cadwell's old stuff isn't slowing the water down, and it's coming through a pipe under 248 here at a higher velocity and all these different things. We did the Bee Creek Sewer Project, was in this area. After the sewer project, this lady's house is getting flooded. Her driveway is being washed away.
Okay.
Hooker's gone out with me. Frank's gone out with me. this over here has caused part of it, probably the most of it. The drainage comes under the road, comes down this way. There's a house here on both sides. And it does a 90, and it comes down through here, and then does another 90, and comes across this culvert, and this is where all the water runs down through this subdivision.
Okay.
But because this is 90, whenever it rains hard, and the last time they had a bunch of straw where the state had worked on the road,
right.
It came down here and clogged it up. It's overflowing again, and it's
washing. Where's the lady's house in question? Here?
Right here.
On the downside of the 90.
What happens is it can't make this 90.
It goes over the top.
So the solution would be to put a pipe across here and do away with these two 90s. I've talked to the sewer board. This was a month or so ago. I didn't get a vote, but the sense I got was they would help us. And my solution, my idea is that we would need an easement again, because this isn't a county road, but get an easement. And
this is a private drive then?
This is a private road.
That's a private drive, okay.
And maybe Road and Bridge do the labor, and the sewer department would pay for a culvert to come across here so that this water does this. But I'd want to get an easement from the developer, the homeowners association, that this we agree this will solve our problem and we'll leave you alone for now.
Have you been out there to see this?
Several times.
May that make sense?
This makes sense engineering wise. What bothers me is that, again, this is a classic case of planning and zoning, this time the city of Branson. When you create all this impervious surface, you're creating watershed that didn't used to be there. And early on, I thought we had discussions with them where they said there would be some detention and retention.
The first time I asked David to do it, I understood that the plans showed that there were to be retention ponds down here, and there's only one here. But I've asked him again,
and he's saying
they've done all they're supposed to do. And so we're talking a heck of a fight to get something done here for the price of a culvert and a day's labor from our crew to put it in.
But what do we have? I mean, Chuck, what I'm asking is, where can you show me that it's the county's problem?
I can't say that it's really the county's problem. I think the majority of the problem originated over here. From the city's project.
Okay.
But the problem for this lady started when we did the sewer project. And there may be just a slight, but Hooker says really can't blame it on the sewer project.
I don't think you can. It's all downhill from there.
And so,
and the sewer project is on, none of it comes to the upper side here. It
no,
all stays
all
on the
here.
Lower side.
It's all over here. We had to do, the sewer had to do a bunch of work down on the last property above,
Eagle, is it down close to Eagle Rock?
Yeah, what's the lady? Marcia Lay.
Marcia Lay's.
Marcia Lay's right down here. We had to do a bunch of work above that. So it's but anyway.
If it's our fault from the sewer, then the sewer department needs to pay for it, correct?
I cannot say that it's the sewer department's fault. I can't say it's the county's department's fault. But this lady here
is a victim,
so to speak. And again, I think the sewer department would help. And my request would be is to ask for an easement with the knowledge that we'll do our very best to make something.
I mean,
fix it.
But not to delay. I mean, I have no problem.
You need to delay it.
No, I have it. I kind of know what you're talking about. My biggest question for this, not knowing the history, is if we want to send Randy out there to have a conceptual discussion about easement, because if they won't give us the easement, then the conversation's over.
Exactly.
But if you want to have with no guarantees, have Randy go out there and talk about an easement, I'm fine with that until I go out there and look. Because, I mean, I go on 248 every day.
Yep.
If that's, can we just quit? Randy, is it all right to have Randy go out there and talk to him?
It's just a
conceptual thought, Frank, of we're looking at this, we're not saying, we just got to see if that's even an option.
And I will emphasize strongly that I don't have any commitments.
Right. I just want to go back and look at that.
We're good. do we have this change order to,
not
to
deal
with?
Not until Friday.
It's not on the agenda till Friday?
I think it's on Friday. It wasn't on today.
Yeah, for,
is that the change order, the one I talked about?
No, no, this is no. a new one.
This is a new one on
sewer project.
For White Highway. What else? That's all we give them.
Okay, that's all you got.
Western Tank, Tank County Western Fire, give us a thank you letter for...
We saw that. We got it.
Danny, I need to discuss the break room improvements. The
out there.
The people do not want to go upstairs every single day.
Are they feeding us?
To
yeah, that's what, there.
That's what I thought.
I think we can do the same thing downstairs.
Okay. So where the office space yeah. is.
Yeah. I'd like to talk to you about that.
All right. What about, you thinking about moving the office space upstairs? Or?
Well, Gene and Harlan are saying they're willing to walk up and downstairs every day. So they would still not change the office space that's there, but we could make the if we built the break room downstairs, we'd only be 52 square feet smaller than having it upstairs.
Yeah.
We'd have to find a place for our chainsaws and our batteries.
Yeah. Recess.
I didn't say it already.